The movies are back, baby, and if you're looking for a weekly podcast to keep up with all the new releases and all the hottest news and rumors coming out of Hollywood, check out Movies, Baby, with five Y's. Is Emma Stone on track for greatest actress of all time?
What's the best Godzilla movie of all time?
What's up with John Cena?
Love Lies Bleeding? We'll take more where that came from.
What movie should have won Best Picture at this year's Oscars?
Hint. The name of 2 months, and they ain't close together.
Those are just some of the topics we've discussed on recent episodes of Movies, Baby. Every week on Movies, Baby, Forever Dog co-founders and lifelong movie fanatics Brett and Joe break down the hottest movie news, review the latest releases, shout out forgotten classics, and prophesy the future of Hollywood. You can listen to Movies, Baby, wherever you get podcasts, and you can watch Movies, Baby live every Thursday night on YouTube at Movies, Baby with five Y's. Movies, Baby!
Welcome to the second installment of Gary and the Squirrels Broadcasting Boot Camp. An insider's who's who. Well, not a who's who. A way to be a broadcaster. I'm surrounded by previous students and a couple new recruits. We got Dudio's here.
Hi, Gary.
Hi, Dudio. Got Pat is back.
Gary, it's great to be here.
Oh, God. We got AP Mike.
How's it going, Gary?
Hey, Bob, it's not going well in regard to you.
Why?
Your check bounced.
What check was that?
The $1,300 you paid for the boot camp. It bounced.
Okay.
What, you think you're funny? I got it with a $35 service charge.
Want me to give you a mail order next time?
No, what I want is for you to get out of my school. Get out. Big feet. You're expelled.
Really? You're kicking me out?
Yeah, did I stutter?
You little... Oh, man, I...
Hey, you little... Get out!
I'm out!
Get out, stupid! Yeah. Good riddance! Good riddance to bad trash! Now, you look here, all of you. You could be next! Who else I got? Therese!
Hi, Gary. It's a real pleasure to be here. I'm looking forward to the opportunity.
Yeah, I know. It sure is. Now, you do a radio show.
I do, yes.
I've heard your mic technique.
And?
It's working!
Well, that's why I'm here. I'm here to learn from you.
Yeah. Your check cleared.
Oh, thanks. Good.
Thanks for the $1,300.
No problem.
All right. I got an assistant with me this week, a guest teacher, Julie Klausner.
Sir, yes, sir.
You don't have to do that.
Oh, sorry. I'm sorry, my bad.
We're going to shove these jerks around.
Okay. I'll be the... Is there a good cop in the military or no? We're both mean?
We're both mean.
Yeah.
Look, you guys want to learn how to broadcast? The last time we did the school, Dudio, you flopped.
That's right, Gary.
I didn't even say anything yet, Gary.
Well, yes, you did. That's me. Hey, Gary, it's me, Dudio. That's right, Gary.
I paid the money, so I know I have to deal with this.
That's right, you paid the money. Dudio!
Yes, Gary.
Why do you want to be a broadcaster?
I've always wanted to be a broadcaster. I wanted to be a broadcaster for the 10 years that I worked in professional radio. And I think my chance is soon.
What's your flaw?
What's my flaw?
Yeah, your flaw.
Phony baloney voice.
Real voice.
Phony baloney voice.
It's okay. That is the flaw. I don't know when to turn off the voice.
Hey, everybody. We got some eagles coming up. We're going to take it to the limit later. Phony! Broadcasting equals honesty! Honesty! Write it down! Honesty! Very good. Pat! Pat Byrne!
Yes, sir.
Sorry, I like that. Why do you want to be a broadcaster? What can you bring to it that 10 million other losers haven't tried and failed to do before? What?
Oh, man. Well, I think with enough time, I can...
You gotta get to the point way faster,
what are you,
buddy.
Running out the clock?
If you're a broadcaster, yeah. you gotta boil. You gotta boil that down.
I can. Very, very. Hi,
I'm falling asleep at the wheel.
Yeah. Hey, everybody. This is radio for people with insomnia. My name's Pat Byrne. You're already asleep.
Unfortunately, that name was already taken. I tried to register that name as a radio show.
Now your responses are snappier.
Yeah.
That was snappier.
I'm staying on my toes now.
Good.
Oh, thank you both.
Therese!
Yes, sir?
You don't have to call me sir.
Okay. Yes, Gary?
Go back to sir.
Yes, sir?
What makes you think you've got it?
Delusions of grandeur?
Well, that...
Don't be self-deprecating!
Oh, okay.
You gotta walk the walk!
Right. Okay.
You ever hear me go, oh, I'm not good enough. Oh, I'm not funny enough.
No.
Oh, I'm not smart enough. I'm funny! I'm the funniest!
No, I'm the funniest.
Smart!
I'm the smartest.
Yes,
yeah,
yes.
I'm the smartest,
there
Gary.
There you go. Very good. Now... It's the warm-up exercise. It goes, Dodio, Pat, Therese, Dodio, Pat, Therese. You're going to play a word exercise. Tell a story. Go. One word at a time.
The.
Cat.
Slept.
Calmly.
Did you say calmly?
Calmly.
Start again! Oh my god, Pat, you derailed that.
He ate that mic. Come on. That's a point.
No, I said it.
Leave the feedback.
Yeah.
For the feedback givers.
No, I'm not paying you $1,300.
How'd he make his mic so loud?
Who, me?
Yeah, you.
I just know how to speak into one.
Yeah. Will you guys get up on that mic? What, are you scared of it? Do the game again! Because last time Dodio said, calmly. The cat slept calmly.
With.
Hurry!
With the.
Food.
Which.
Pat, you're not giving me.
Oh my god!
I'm sorry. I feel like he's not bringing
you. All right.
You have derailed this game.
Yes.
I really feel
right.
like
you
have
shut up.
This game.
Shut up. Julie, quick evaluation.
Zeros around. Goose eggs, yeah. Buddy.
Goose egg.
I'm going to make a goose egg omelet.
Yeah. Well, you got 3 eggs to make it.
That's why I'm going to make one.
Yeah.
Can I just point out that I never derailed the story?
Interesting point of view
you
on this.
That mic before.
No, I know how to use microphones.
All right. Next question. We're going to go around the room. Not you, Julie. We're in this together.
I know.
I'll give you a cut of the money.
Really?
The $1,300, yeah. I'll give you like $400.
Oh, that's fine.
Okay.
I'll take it, yeah. An Uber home. Huh? Yeah. It's like about black car, dude.
Yeah. Oh, no, we'll pay for your car, too.
Oh, that's
on top of the $400.
Great.
And I'm like,
we can figure this out.
Yeah,
we'll
worry
way. About
we'll
later. Yeah.
Way.
Yeah, let's.
Here's the game. You're each gonna play. I'm gonna tell you what genre of radio person you are, and you do it. Therese, easy listening. Go.
That was On Top of the World by The Carpenters.
Ah, very nice, very nice. And what did we hear before that?
Before that, we heard Mel Torme, The Velvet Fog.
Weird playlist, but
yeah.
This is what I would say.
Okay, or CBS sorry. FM.
This is how I would do it.
Okay.
Oh, no. Shut the... I like it, actually. The band we just heard... Oh, let me think. Hold on. We just heard... No, wait, hold on. Let me think.
Sade.
We just heard... That was Sade with Smooth Operator. Coming up next, the band is from Sweden. Their name is Dublé. The song is Captain of Your Heart. That's how you do it!
That's amazing.
Dublé!
Pretty inspiring.
Yeah.
And I didn't say double. I said Dublé. Too long ago, too far apart, she couldn't get another waveform. The captain of her heart. And I won't know. Hard enough. I could do that all night. That's my go-to karaoke song.
Is it?
The captain of her heart. 2:35! That's a plug.
Koreatown?
No, Midtown.
I thought it was 35th Street.
Yeah, I guess it is Koreatown.
It's Koreatown. Yeah, no, it's Koreatown.
I don't know.
That's all
right. No, get out of my Uber.
I'm a New Yorker.
Uber duber.
Uber duber.
Uber duber. Uber duber. Uber duber. Uber duber. Uber
duber. Is this your Uber duop?
Hey, everybody. You want to get a car? You want to go driving? You want to go far? You do Uber duber. Uber duber. Uber duber. Uber duber. Uber duber.
That's the sponsor part of the show.
Uber! Brought to you by Uber! Lyft! Not Lyft! Dudio likes Lyft, but the only thing he seems to lift is that mic 1 inch from his mouth!
Have you covered sponsorships, like how to cover, like how to read ad copy?
That's good. Okay. Dudio, do a commercial for Preparation H! Go!
I was gonna say, like, Blue Apron or something.
No, okay, not okay, good. Do a commercial for Blue Apron, but instead of food, they sell snacks.
Sure.
Okay. Desserts. No, don't do that. Wait, no. Hold on. Do it just Blue Apron.
Blue Apron.
Yeah.
Do you ever get home and think, wow.
No.
Shut up!
No.
Shut up!
No!
You shut up! Do you ever get home and...
What is that?
Do you ever get home and jump off the roof of your apartment building because some guy's talking in a voice like that?
And asking you a rhetorical question?
Do you ever get home...
That's like a movie preview that says, in a world. They don't do those anymore.
No!
They don't make them
okay.
like that.
I see. I get it.
You listen to okay. podcasts? What do they do? They say, I want to talk to you about...
Blue Apron! This is how you do it.
Yeah.
Hey, everybody. My name's Gary the Squirrel, and you know I don't have a ton of money, but I like good food. So I order Blue Apron. They bring it to my house. I get to cook with artisanal food. This week they got risotto shrimp with kombucha leaves. Or something like that.
Yeah, you bring a personal experience to it, and you're conversational. And
I made it the other night, and it was delicious.
See, that's like a personal experience, and so you're acting like a human.
I went too old with it, I think.
It's not a matter of old or young. I think it's just authenticity and connecting with someone from a personal...
Phony baloney!
Let's try it again.
Okay.
Do it for Casper Mattresses this time.
Casper Mattresses.
Yeah.
Hey, everyone, did you
No, not you, Gary. I'm thinking he could have a turn.
I started making fun.
No.
I gotta let him go before I make fun of him.
I understand your confusion.
I'll start ripping into him in about 15 seconds.
So make it personal, though.
Yeah.
So I know that it's been hard finding a mattress in the city, but it's good to know that there's a company that can give you a mattress that's very well tested and that many people enjoy. Casper Mattresses.
All right.
He almost. He almost did it right.
You slide into that thing.
He slid into it. It was like a slide into
All right.
So it would have been better like Casper Mattresses.
Yeah, that's better.
Like a person! Why can't you just talk like a person? Casper Mattresses. You were like this.
Every sport has their big, juicy controversy. Boxing has the Mike Tyson ear bite. Cycling has Lance Armstrong. Baseball has its steroid era. Curling has Broomgate. It's a story of broken relationships, houses divided, corporate rivalry, and a performance-enhancing broom.
It was a year I'd like to forget.
Broomgate. Available now.
Everybody, you know, mattresses are hard to find a nice mattress, and you want to get something that's been tested. So I tried Glass Broomgate.
Did you just play a tape recorder of him doing it a few seconds
very
ago?
Very good, very good. You're up next. Okay. I like you, Pat.
Do one
You're
going to
do... You know what? What's a style of radio you should do?
Oh, I thought I was going to give him another ad. A style of radio? Maybe like sort of like a... Like a This American Lifestyle,
yeah,
maybe like a storytelling podcast.
Yeah, do that.
Introduce stories, maybe.
Yeah, you're Ira Glass.
You're Ira Glass.
Okay, and what? I just make up a story.
Intro a story. You say this week's episode is about, you know, whatever it is, like homesickness.
Okay. This week's episode of This American Life is.
It's pretty good.
It's not good.
No.
Wait, it's not?
I mean,
Caleb. No, look, it sucks.
No, if you guys are split, I'll start over.
Too soon to tell. Keep going.
Okay. This episode of This American Life is about homesickness. Homesickness affects 90 million households in the world. It's a pretty broad topic, but if you listen...
Very good.
I like that. I actually liked it. It grew on me. At first, I was like, that's not like Ira Glass, but now I like what it is like.
Okay. Thanks.
All right. Next game.
No.
You each throw a word out, and then you say another person's name, and they have to rhyme the word. Rapid fire. Ooh. Anybody misses it, I throw something at them. Dudio, if you started, you go, shoes. Therese, and she has to run.
Poos. Pat?
Well, not...
That's not Blue. A word. Yeah. That's not a real word.
It's not a real word. Will you make sound?
What about shoes?
Shoes.
Well, start it, Dudio. I want to see a word, Dudio.
Do a new one, maybe.
Boat, Pat.
Throat, Therese.
Coat, Pat.
Now, Mitch, flip the word. Different word.
Jump, Dudio.
Rump, Therese.
Box, Pat.
I didn't say flip the word to you. You should have rhymed it. You should have said chump, Pat.
Chump, Pat.
Oh, boy. How'd you get a show?
Oh, I asked myself
It's
that
true,
all the
because
time.
This was the exact audition.
Yeah. Yeah.
Wait, my Tamagotchi's making a buzz or something. Oh, no, it's dead. It's dead. My Tamagotchi died!
It's alright, Gary.
My Tamagotchi!
We'll reboot it, it'll be alive again. It's just temporary.
No!
I promise you, I'll put new batteries in, it'll be as good as new. Okay, good.
Boring! Alright, we're gonna wrap this up. You are a subway announcer. Let's hear what you got, Dudio.
Can I ask a question before? Is this a subway announcer saying that there's been an accident, or a subway announcer the one that's in the train?
That's up to you. What you say.
I think his question is it pre-recorded subway announcer, right?
All right. No, okay, skip it. You're gonna ask a million questions. Do like you're doing the giving the movie times at the phone.
on the movie theater.
Okay. Thank you for calling the Regal 34 Cinema.
Oh, no.
Our times tonight are as follows.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. He's like the three tenors.
Yeah. The three tenors. I didn't have a joke. You like the three tenors. Yeah, I agree.
I'd put three tenors, $30, not to hear it.
Yeah. There you go.
Just be cat. You know what? Maybe it's like someone calls you, and they're like, "Just your job is to tell people what the movie times are." And
so more natural yet again.
Yeah, more natural.
Okay, so thanks for calling the Regal 34 Cinemas. Captain America: Civil War's on at 4, 6, 7,
well,
and
first
8.
First of all, Captain America was longer than 2 hours. Has it on at 4 and 6? It's one mistake. It's not in theaters anymore.
I liked his delivery.
Yeah, it was all right.
All right.
Go ahead.
Oh, keep going?
Yeah. I need you to do it. 18 screens. Go ahead.
You heard the man.
And don't stutter once. And the times better be accurate.
Okay.
Like this is a little like Full Metal Jacket.
I'm trying
like
to you're, break them down
I know,
build
but,
it back up.
But in particular, like one.
See, Jewel.
Yeah.
The thing you gotta understand. He's got the most potential.
Oh, I get it.
But if you know what his biggest enemy is? Himself. He thinks he knows better. That's why you're here and I'm here to break him down. He's the one.
He's like Charlie.
He's like Neo!
You're Willy Wonka and he's Charlie.
Charlie.
Remember the part where Willy Wonka broke Charlie down?
Charlie. When he said, "Good day, sir!" You and your dumb grandpa
stole bubbles.
You were gonna steal the fizzy bubble.
They already did. They stole the bubbles.
Yeah. Stupid. Should have thrown him right into a chocolate vat. You know what I should have done? This is what I would do if I was running the chocolate factory. I'm going to put a buzzer right here in front of Charlie and Grandpa Joe. Whoever presses the buzzer gets the chocolate factory. The other one, you have to watch the other one get thrown into a vat of hot chocolate. Go!
And then they both lunge for it?
Yeah.
Charlie's faster or Charlie's too nice to like Grandpa Joe.
And then Grandpa Joe. Ah! Come with me and you'll see there's a world of pure imagination. Nuts! There were squirrels in the factory.
Yeah, that's how
That's how
Veruca Salt
that's
ate
how
it.
That's how she got it.
How Veruca Salt got it.
Remember, she went on the scale.
That's what happens when women go on the scale, is they don't like what they see, you hear.
Yeah! Do you think Augustus Gloop drowned while he was still stuck in that pipe? He was jammed in there for a while. There was no way he could breathe.
He actually suffocated, I think. Save some.
You think they discounted the chocolate that they made? It's like, yeah, a kid died in this chocolate. The candy's a little cheaper. Because a kid died in this liquid chocolate.
It also seemed very watery. It seemed pretty watery as like liquid chocolate. Like it just seemed like didn't really have the right proportion of like liquid to chocolate solids.
It's almost like they knew a kid was gonna fall into it.
Yeah. Or they knew that boats had to sail on it. What do you want, a boat going through?
That was the next
dried up fudge.
That was the next contest was instead of finding a golden ticket, it was find a chocolate bar that a kid died in.
I got a candy bar that a kid died in. Boop, 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 boop,
boop, boop. It's like the rarest Pokemon.
What? Oh, you're on thin ice. You're on thin ice, Doris!
I'm all
on the radio and something's subject. Sorry. It's called Yes And.
Yes And.
Yes And.
Yes And, sir.
All right.
I just wanted to say that I like the part where he takes a bite out of his daffodil saucer and he looks surprised.
You can even eat the dishes.
And then he's like, crunch, and it's like, it doesn't taste good.
Yeah, the dishes.
You can, but you shouldn't. I mean, they're not good. You can. They're edible. That doesn't mean that they taste good.
Yeah, I'm with you. When I take over a chocolate factory, that's my goal, by the way.
What?
Is to take over a chocolate factory. Someday! Gary in the chocolate factory.
Move to Hershey, Pennsylvania.
Yeah. Here's some candy bars that some squirrels ran over. Squirrel feet. We call these squirrel feet. Why do you call them squirrel feet? Because squirrels ran on them. All right, Dudio, you sucked. You disappoint me every time. You're the one that's the closest, but you're the furthest away. All right, Pat.
I'm sorry.
You're going to do do movie announcement, too. From 20 years ago. Don't get one date wrong of what movie was playing in 1996. Go.
Thanks for calling Cinema 23 in Verona, New Jersey. Mm-hmm. You will, I botched it.
All right.
Wow.
Therese?
Yes?
Okay. You?
I had the movies, too.
Then do it! Give them all! You get one more chance, kid!
All right. Thanks for calling Cinema 23 in Verona, New Jersey. If you called for Cool Runnings, press 1. The movie times will be after the tone.
Oh, that's a cheater move.
Yes?
You're buying yourself more time.
Yeah. All right. You suck. Next. Now, Therese, you're going to do this different. You are.
Okay.
What should she be?
In terms of movie times, or do you want to
do a different thing
completely?
She can announce?
Like that it's closing time at CVS?
Yeah, the pharmacy's going to close.
Okay.
At CVS.
This is good. Even though it doesn't seem like broadcasting in a way it is.
Attention, CVS shoppers. The time is now
9:57. We didn't ask for the time. Oh, it's related. No, you're right. I'm sorry. I was like, don't announce the time.
Please bring all purchases to the counter promptly.
All right, first thing
wrong. As the store will be closing.
There you go. That's the part you need to get to.
9:57. They do it on the tens and fives. They're not going to do it. Hey, everybody, you got 3 minutes. Get here fast.
You're right. Yeah, that's a good
point. And my note was
point.
Just to get to the we're closing faster, because that's the point.
Okay.
Yeah.
Can I try again?
Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah.
Attention, CVS shoppers. The time is now 9:45, and the store will be closing in 15 minutes. Please bring your selections to the counter and get out.
Can you start with the store is closing? Can you just start with that? Like, just say what you said, but rearrange the order.
So not... Attention, just start with, run right in. The store is closing.
Yes.
The store is closing.
You sound angrier.
The store is
Do angry. I'll take my business to Walgreens.
Sounds sad. Sounds sad, like you don't want to go home.
Yeah, this is how you do it.
I'm going to sleep in the back.
Good evening, CVS customers. The time is 9:45. In 15 minutes, the pharmacy will be closing. If you have any prescriptions to pick up, please go pick them up now. Thank you for shopping at CVS, where you are the top priority!
It's inspiring.
Yeah, it is. All right, grades, final grades. Julie.
Goose eggs.
3 goose eggs.
Goose egg omelet again. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner.
Flopperoo! Dudio?
Yes, Gary.
You suck.
I know.
Pat?
Yes.
You suck.
I was told we were going to get some sort of college credit.
Therese?
No.
Yes.
Yeah, you are all right.
Thanks. I'm going to work really hard on this.
You kind of suck.
I know. I'm going to work really hard. And I'm not going to let you down.
Julie?
Gary?
What do you want, in the 20s and 50s?
We can talk about it off the air.
Okay.
Do you, Venmo, is that a thing? Just Venmo me.
Venmo.
Venmo me.
So everybody, thanks for listening to Gary the Squirrel's Broadcasting Boot Camp. Another class going up soon. I'll see you on the other side. That's me saying goodnight to the thing. Okay. Play the military music. Loud. Very loud.